With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK Podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Hey, it's me, it's Anna. We're laying on Rhiannon's bed.
We're lying
She's
on
got
my
a pregnancy
bed.
Pillow. It's oh, well fun.
I love my pregnancy pillow.
She's literally laying like Kate Winslet in Titanic.
And
she's
actually.
Like, draw me like one of your French girls.
It's not as comfortable as I thought it was.
No offence, but you don't look as hot as her. Because you are really struggling to stand up. Right?
There we go.
Rhiannon's baby bump is out of control.
Yeah. And that is why today is our last episode before my IRL maternity leave starts.
We're taking a, in case you didn't know, or you've tried to block it out of your memory, we are taking a, it's the word hiatus.
Yeah.
Hiatus. We're taking a hiatus, which is a bit like what One Direction did, but we will be back.
Yeah.
Whereas those clowns maybe will not, but fuck them.
They don't like it. What if we fall out?
Oh, God. What's happened here?
Does it matter?
All you're rolling around has made the thing.
I just needed to get comfortable. There we go.
Okay. But yeah, so we're going to take a little break while Rhiannon has a baby because obviously, despite what everyone says, it is hard having a baby. So
who says it's not hard?
Loads of people. My mum said it was a piece of piss. And then she later on remembered that she had a nanny for most of it. So my poor sisters were brought up by, I can't remember her name, but anyway, she seemed very nice. So yeah, mum said it's a piece of piss, but she mostly didn't do it. So someone else did it. But you'll be fine, you've got a nanny, right?
No. That's what rich Bummer. People have. Anna's just having a nice little beer.
I'm having a beer because I'm a bit hungover for a change. What a fucking surprise. But yeah, so this will be our last one for a while. So we're going to make it special. We're going to do two new stories each.
Yeah.
And then we have delved. Is that the right word? Delved.
Yeah.
Into the archives and picked our favourite IRL story to end on a high. So we're going to go back in time. Like Cher once said. Did she say something about that? Turning back time, sitting on a cannon, all that business. We're going to do a Cher. We're going back in time.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
If I say time one more time, we got big problems. But let's get on with things. So, yeah, in case you... how unfortunate if you tuned into this episode and it's your first episode that we're going on a hiatus.
There's loads you can go back and...
Yeah, we've got like 150.
We need to say the docket said some nice things on Instagram to us,
Sweet. Yeah, we've had some lovely messages this week, actually. And we will... We will be getting back to them, you guys, as soon as possible. We're just super busy at the moment. Rhiannon's having a baby. I just am super busy with work and stuff, but we're definitely going to get in touch. Hopefully, actually, not having to do IRL will free up some time so I can actually get in touch with you guys and say hi. But we do appreciate it.
Oh, and we also had, Ellie Blake wanted to say that she thinks Basil is a good name for the cat. So
the cat?
The baby.
What the fuck? Did you just call your baby a cat?
Mate, I'm so tired.
What the fuck? I'm worried.
My brain doesn't work.
I've never heard anyone accidentally call their baby a cat, but that's fine.
And also, had a really lovely couple message us, didn't they, from New Zealand, saying
that
they listened to us in bed.
Oh, yeah, that was so
nice.
Not
in a sexy way, I hope.
I would be surprised if you could get turned on listening to us, but Rhiannon does have a super sexy Chelmsford twang.
And I feel really worried because they're far behind doing two a night and they
two
don't know.
Two a night? Jeez.
They don't know yet about the break.
No!
And she said her partner used to make her listen to really boring podcasts that she hated at
night. Yeah, but she loves our podcast now. Yeah. How cool is that?
That is cool.
Well, yeah, sorry that you're about to find out in about, I don't know, 8 months' time that this we're going on a break. But like we said, we've got loads of episodes to go back on, so... Mm. I think the reason I started saying this was, we haven't actually said what IRL UK is.
Oh, in real life.
In real life, yeah. So if you're here for anything other than real life stories, then I'm afraid you're going to have to head off. Though you might want to stick around because it might be fun still.
Yeah.
Basically, we cover any stories that happen in real life that you're like, that can't possibly be true, but it bloody well is. I'll tell you that for free. So yeah, so we get our stories from the weird news section of the internet or real life magazines like Take a Break, Real People. What the fuck are all the other ones called? Why can't I ever remember?
That's Life.
There's Life. And stuff like that. So yeah, so we're just here to talk about humans being fucking weirdos, because I bloody love it.
Yeah.
They're bananas crazy. What did the Duckets have to say then?
Just that they were sad that we were going off on maternity leave.
Aww.
They suggested you do an episode with your mum.
Ooh. The great thing about that is that my mum would literally have no idea that we're recording a podcast, so I could just catch her on the sly.
She could say all kinds.
Yeah, so she does not understand what a podcast is. We tried to get her a mobile phone once. She couldn't use that either.
Oh, no.
So I think trying to understand a podcast would be almost too much to deal with, which would make it perfect.
Would you make it even funnier?
What a great shout. Nice one, Duckett. Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah, do message us still. We will still be checking the accounts.
Yeah, we're going to try and sort social out as well. We're being a bit shit, sorry. Perfect timing.
Anna went on holiday and I was supposed to do it. Anna went to Yosemite and saw hot attractive bears or something.
Oh, super hot bears and super ugly cowboys. But I'm still into both of those things.
And you accidentally went to a meth bar.
I did. I got offered so much meth.
Did you offered me?
Yeah, I luckily said no. But yeah. I was so drunk, I'm surprised I didn't say yes. It's a very dangerous game, meth.
I think once...
Moorish, I've heard.
Yeah.
Once you start, once that's about it.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're still going to be on social media. We're still going to be tweeting and just... And also, every time we see each other, we're going to try and do a little episode, even if it's a short
one.
Yeah,
we'll do something.
Yeah, that's it. I don't want you to think that we're totally leaving, because we're not, because we love IRL. We love doing it. It's our most favourite thing. I think I can speak for both of us. Apart from your, annoyingly, you are having a baby, so you probably will quite like your baby as well.
We'll see.
But that's neither here nor there.
IRL doesn't wee and poo all over me.
No, it does not. No, it does not. But yeah, so we're still going to be around. So please don't desert us. We're not deserting you, but Rhiannon just needs a bit of extra time to look after a fucking baby.
Figure out what I'm supposed to do with it.
We're in her room right now and she's got a pile of baby books and she says she hasn't opened one
of them. Not a single one.
She says she's going to hopefully make it up as it goes along.
Yeah.
I'm not too convinced that's the right way to do it, but I'm also not an expert, so we'll figure it out together. but yes, I suppose we should probably start. Are you ready?
Should I start?
Go for it.
I've got this one especially because I thought you'd hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Woman attempting spicy food challenge ends up in hospital for 4 days, bleeding from her ass.
Oh, jeez. Does it actually say bleeding from her ass in the headline?
It says backside. Oh. I hate the word backside.
Did you see this week that Miley Cyrus's little sister's boyfriend had to be hospitalised because he ate too many Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
I did see that.
Fucking idiot.
Can I shout out to another story that we didn't do this week, our good friend Joe and Jen sent us, which was Rose West winning the bake-off competitions in prison.
Oh, God, that woman, she's out of control.
Apparently very good at baking, though.
But I guess she got a lot of time in her hands.
Wow, exactly.
Didn't know she was still alive, to be honest. Good for her.
Anyway, back to Shannon Golding, 20.
Gorgeous.
Who was rushed to hospital pooing blood.
They really do say that you should check your poop, though, don't they?
Yeah, but this is literally pouring out of
pure blood.
Also, the reason you went like this is because it's so idiotic.
Oh, God's sake.
A woman who tried a spicy food challenge and ended up in hospital for 4 days bleeding from her bum has vowed to do it again.
No. Shannon! Fucking hell!
Shannon was rushed to hospital pooing blood a day after chomping down on the infamous Samyang hot chicken flavour cup ramen. Haven't heard of that. I mean, that's kids are doing.
That sounds dramatic to me. But
as part of a viral spicy ramen challenge.
What? How fucking spicy can ramen be? It's just noodles, isn't it?
Yeah, this looks pretty spicy.
Well, if blood's literally coming out of her, a noose hole, then yeah.
Doctors put her on an IV drip before a colonoscopy revealed she actually had early stages inflammatory bowel disease, likely to be Crohn's.
Bummer.
But that only got found out because of the noodle chant she did.
Is that what happens when you have Crohn's? I've heard it's quite bad. Do you just shit out blood?
I think if you eat spicy ramen.
Yeah, sure.
And despite her diagnosis and doctor's warnings, the young vlogger has vowed to do it again.
Vlogger.
This time
off.
With hotter noodles.
What the fuck? She's going to rip her insides apart.
Yeah. Shannon from Wigan.
Sure.
Said, I'd say this challenge was deadly, but it was definitely a success. I would say this challenge was deadly, but it was definitely a successful challenge. I don't understand what you mean, Sharon.
She's a fucking idiotic, what do you call them, vlogger.
Vlogger. I thought I'd be able to complete it all, but I didn't think I'd ever end up in hospital. After we ate it, I started getting really bad pains, as did Keelan, who is her mate.
Great. Fucking pair of knobs.
But his pains weren't as bad as mine. Later on the next day, I went to the toilet. It was just pure blood. I went to A&E and they were asking me if I had hemorrhoids, and I didn't. I just said, I've eaten spicy noodles.
Jesus.
The doctors and nurses just started laughing at me. I found out the spicy noodles triggered me to start bleeding.
Ew.
Luckily, it kind of helped, because then they found out I've got about my IBD.
She's got what?
Her IBD. Inflammatory bowel disease.
Oh, shit, yeah. Found out about my IBD.
Yeah. All my family were there telling me I was a dope. They were all panicking, and I just found it really funny.
Oh my God, fuck off, stupid idiot.
All my friends were like, typical Shannon.
Oh, that is so Shannon, bleeding from the arsehole.
I've got a reputation for doing stuff like this. Oh. Once I was doing a video, which was a drunk challenge, and took a shot and ended up chipping my tooth.
Fuck off. Who's watching this stupid bitch's YouTube?
Exactly. I made friends with quite a few people in hospital. They kept asking what I was in for, and I had to say, well, I ate some spicy noodles.
Now my butt's bleeding.
One was like, I'm here because I've had a stroke, and you're here because you've eaten noodles. It was funny, though. I showed them all the video, and they laughed at me.
Good.
Good
times.
She has got a taste for spicy, though. She says she's not sure she can stay away from the jalapenos she loves. And the doctor said he'd advise her.
You should,
not
or you'll
to
die.
Yeah.
It's important to absolutely stay away from them.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't eat those noodles.
If you've got Crohn's disease and you don't like shitting blood. What a fucking disgusting mess. Ugh.
Yeah.
Gross.
It was so spicy. I'm just a few more quotes because she does not shut up, Shannon.
Yeah, she seems like
it was so spicy, I thought my life was going to end.
Oh, God. A bit dramatic. But also, if you're shitting blood, I guess.
But I'd definitely do it again.
Yeah.
I end up leaving a bit at the end, so I want to do it again and complete it.
Oh, Jesus. When did she start shitting blood? As she was eating? The next day. Oh, gross. So she is doing it again.
I think the spicy ones are really fun to do, says Shannon. I want to do a ghost pepper challenge.
No.
We're just going to die again. I hope I don't end up in hospital. It's going to be crazy.
Well, what I would say is it's very bad use of taxpayers' money.
Taxpayers' money.
I'm really quite angry about that.
Yeah.
I do not care for this sort of attitude.
Yeah.
And I will not stand for it.
So, other reasons you can end up bleeding from your arse, spicy noodles.
Spicy fucking noodles.
Not always, because you put various vegetables and fruit up there.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. I've got an arsehole story as well. Bog roll death spider bit me right on the asshole.
Bog roll death spider?
Yeah. You'll see.
Oh, no, is this going to make me actually scared every time I go to the toilet?
Probably, yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Relaxing on the toilet with a copy of his wife's People's Friend magazine last weekend, all was well in Brian Thompson's world, until he reached for the toilet paper where horror was lurking. For unknown to Brian sat ominously on the sofa... Oh, sorry. Unknown to Brian sat ominously on the soft triple-ply sheets was Stetoda vulgaris,
right.
Commonly known as the toilet roll spider.
No.
Triple ply.
What's
it's
a,
got a,
toilet,
bit of money,
what's a toilet roll spider?
It's basically a spider that sits in the toilet roll holder.
Hey, they tell you to take triple ply toilet paper to the hospital with you when you have a baby.
Because
you're going to be a right old mess down there.
And you don't want to be using
tissue. NHS toilet's not that nice.
Oh no, you think they'd sort you out with some soft toilet roll, didn't
I know,
you?
It's a treat. I'm just going to turn the light on because it's getting a bit romantic.
Yeah, it's getting a bit weird. We're both laying on Rhiannon's bed and trust me, there's nothing
dusky, sexy
about what we're dealing with here. Right. Understandably upset at being disturbed from its slumbers and used to wipe Brian's shit-streaked bumhole.
Oh, God.
The spider...
Wait a second. Is this Daily Sport?
Well, I thought it's the last episode. Daily Sport is a fantastic publication.
It is. We're gonna have
Sunday sports stories this week. So he was used to wipe Brian's shit-streaked bumhole. The spider sank its venomous fangs into the 55-year-old's vulnerable nipsy. Have you ever heard of it called
no.
a nipsy?
How did it get onto his bumhole? Did you not see it?
No, he didn't see it. He just grabbed it and I'm surprised he didn't kill it with his bumhole.
How would you kill a spider with your bumhole?
Well, squishing the toilet paper against your bumhole. Still recovering at his home in Ramsgate, Brian told Sunday Sport, until a spider's bitten you right on the arsehole, you have no idea what pain is.
You have
is.
No idea. You just... Is this spider, look, if we look this up, this spider, see if it's
so
real.
It's called a Stetoda vulgaris. You got that there? Commonly known as the toilet roll spider.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Is it coming up on Google? Why don't you ask Jeeves?
There's a spider called Thanatos vulgaris, which is a false crab spider.
Ew. False crab spider? That sounds awful.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm going to go off this page now because just loads of spiders.
Bit
and
scary.
I fucking hate spiders.
Let's have a look here. Oh, until a spider's bitten you right in the arsehole, you have no idea what pain is. It felt like a volcano had erupted in my rectum and my screams set every dog in the parish barking.
Oh!
My wife Linda came running up the stairs and found me writhing in agony on the bathroom floor. She asked, "What's wrong, Brian?" I replied, "It's me ass, me poor ass."
It's me ass.
It's me ass, Linda.
He's from Ramsgate in Kent.
Oh, how would that go then?
Just it's like, my ass.
It's my ass, Linda.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
I don't really know anything about Kent. Nice place.
Yeah, I went camping there a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, you went camping in your state?
No, what I did.
Your
was
condition.
My friends went camping and I stayed at a hotel nearby.
Oh, lovely. Yeah,
lovely.
Nice. Yeah, lovely. After shouting it's me arse Linda, he said at that point I still had no idea it was a spider's bite on me bumhole. In hospital, medics discovered the telltale puncture wounds on Brian's arsehole and applied an antidote, but not before the area had grossly swelled, leaving the semi-retired welding consultant constipated for 3 whole days.
No.
So his arsehole swelled up so badly that there was no
could
way of poop coming.
Days.
That is asking for poop up coming out your mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
He added, when I did manage a motion, the agony started all over again. From now on, I'll check the loo roll every time I use it. I've learned my lesson.
Now I will have to check the loo roll every time I use
it. I suggest everybody does that because no one wants puncture wounds on your asshole.
Oh.
I'm just terrified one of these spiders may bite my dog Jasper on the dick or something.
What?
So now that's a very specific worry.
Jasper doesn't use toilet paper on his dick,
does he? He's worried about his dick. I carry him around everywhere with me now. So he's just never on the floor, basically. Great. Jasper's literally like, can you just give me a fucking break? My dick's
but
fine.
But it comes from toilet paper.
No, I think they're around other places, maybe. Dog's dick. The toilet roll spider was unknown in Britain until 2013 when it was spotted in Dover.
Oh.
The beast, now quite common across Britain, likes to lurk in the middle of toilet rolls, relishing the warm, damp conditions of the bathroom and the smell of human filth.
Not sure about that.
Related to the false widow, its bite is agonising and victims have been known to die of shock or poisoning.
But why?
The shock!
No, surely if it's real and poisonous, someone getting bitten the bum would be one of the times someone died.
Yeah, because it'd be straight into your bloodstream.
Straight
wouldn't it?
In. That's why people put the drugs up there.
I have heard of people using drugs in their bum. I have heard of that.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically, word of warning: just watch out for toilet roll and always take triple ply toilet roll to the hospital when you're about to have a baby. Because apparently, your groin's ripped to shreds. Rhiannon says.
I think this story's going to really stir people. I think people like me would have to now check toilet paper.
I think it's
every time
that would scare the shit out of me.
Like that episode of Luther.
What?
That episode of Luther where not with spider, I'm going to say something else, where the killer comes from underneath the bed.
Oh, that is the worst thing that's ever happened.
If I'm ever staying in a room that's not like a bed that has drawers underneath, I have to just have a quick peek underneath.
I just always have to have a dust ruffle now.
Yeah.
On my bed because it's too scary. Because I feel like a killer coming out from under a dust ruffle wouldn't be frightening. So.
I was going to say, the dust ruffle doesn't really help.
No, but it'd be less terrifying and it'd be embarrassing for them because they'd come out with little pink frilly bits on them.
That's true.
So
God, that
always
was
thinking,
scary,
that was
it?
Fucking awful. I'd never seen Luther before that and that was really quite upsetting.
Spoiler, by the way, if you've not seen
it. Oh, spoiler alert. But also, if you haven't seen season 2 or whatever,
how
which
long
came
do you
out
think
five
you
years,
should leave it before you do spoilers?
I think
a minute.
I think nowadays with Twitter and stuff, you just can't go on Twitter.
People need to grow up, don't they?
Grow up. And also, it's not the end of the fucking world. Could be worse.
Sometimes, Anna, I like to know what happens in a story before
I
watch
that?
It. I like it when it's going to be scary.
Oh, okay. Just so you can prep yourself.
Sometimes I'll read the synopsis of horror films before I watch them. Like when we saw The Babadook.
Oh, The Babadook is fucking scary as well.
Yeah. I wanted to know what was going to happen.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. I mean, that sort of takes away the whole point of watching any TV shows or films, but whatever. Not allowed to argue with you at the moment.
Woman thinks new roommate has covered her walls in photos of singers. but discovers she's hiding a creepy secret.
Ooh, I love creepy secrets. What singers are they? Oh, you'll tell me. I'll tell you.
It's a particularly padded out, written badly story.
Great.
The third paragraph says, like Forrest Gump once said, life's a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going
to
get.
Right, okay. I'd like to hear the rest of the story.
Basically, the story is that someone has moved into a flat with someone else.
Right, okay, great.
When it comes to living with people in your flat, they could be your new best friends or the worst people you've ever met.
Oh, I'll say.
One woman found out the hard way just how strange living with a stranger can be.
Mm.
The unnamed student has been living at university for 3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
New term.
Yeah, fresh as week.
You just started university.
Try not to embarrass yourself too much.
But if you do, don't worry about it.
No, I disagree. Do not embarrass yourself. Don't lower yourself. You're better than that girl. Is it a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've just discovered her new roommate, Leanne, mm-hmm. brackets, not her real name,
Ooh.
Is hiding a very creepy secret.
Okay.
Writing to Slate's Agony Ants, she said...
Writing to where?
Slate's Agony Ant.
What's Slate?
It's a cool website.
Is it a cool website?
Really? They make a cool podcast.
Fine. But why don't fucking give them a shout out on our podcast. We're about to stop doing our podcast. People are going to need a new podcast.
Oh, I interviewed the guy who's in Serial with Sarah Koenig.
Yeah.
For work this week.
Uh-huh.
They put a lot of work in that podcast.
Yeah, like, we do too.
A year into an episode.
Yeah, it's the same.
Same.
We're really stressed as well.
Yeah.
Rihanna's laying on a fucking...
pregnancy pillow.
Looks like a draft excluder. And that's hard work, people.
Anybody's been pregnant and has had a pregnancy pillow will tell you how nice they are.
I honestly want one myself. They look so comfy.
It's so comfortable.
Lovely. Giving it a squeeze.
Anyway, back to Liam.
Okay, yeah.
Leanne had covered part of her room in pictures of men, and this girl had assumed they were a bunch of indie rock stars that she'd never heard of. Turns out they were much more sinister. I thought she was a hipster who put pictures of old indie rock stars on her wall, said the roommate. Then my friend came to our dorm and told me the dudes in her pictures were serial killers.
What?
Ted Bundy,
yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
I'm not being funny, but
Ed Gein.
Those two are, the first two are kind of hot. The third one who made a belt out of nipples, not as hot.
But I thought you'd like this. These are some of your favourite serial killers.
Ted Bundy's a slamming hottie. Jeffrey Dahmer's the first serial killer I got into.
Yeah.
Because of all the cannibalism. Big time. Ed Gein's a fucking brilliant one too. Belt, you can't argue with that.
Would you put pictures of serial killers on your wall though?
I don't think so, no.
And like quite a few of them in a new room with a new roommate?
No, absolutely not, no. Yeah. I'd try and play it cool for a bit at least.
I freaked out, she says, and asked Leanne to take them down, but she refuses. She won't explain why she put the pictures
up. It's her room, do what you like.
It really freaks me out.
Yeah.
I hate looking at pictures of these evil people and of spending my nights in my friends' dorms.
Oh, they're not so bad.
It's only a picture.
They're just misunderstood, some of those guys.
It's a nice picture of Ted Bundy for
you. So hot though, right?
Yeah. I have to wait to transfer rooms until there's an opening. Leanne and I barely talk now. I don't enjoy horror films and I get scared easily.
Oh,
I want to be comfortable in my room. Am I being immature?
Am I being immature? Yeah, you are, Leah. No, what's her name? We don't know her name.
No, Anonymous.
Anonymous.
The agony aunt advised her it was indeed reasonable and mature not to want images of... Oh, everyone's so woke these days.
Oh, God, so wild.
Not to want images of serial killers on her bedroom walls and suggested she got the housing office involved when things don't improve.
Oh, fuck off.
One person even commented she should retaliate by putting up pictures of the killer's victims.
Oh, piss off. They're fine. There's no point. There's no point doing that.
So, yeah, some people did say she's overreacting.
It's not her room. Like, if she was putting pictures of Ted Bundy and stuff on the kitchen wall or the fridge or the notice
board. But they share a room in America, don't they, is the thing.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, still, though, stop being a big baby.
I know, just don't look at it. Also, as someone said, it's just paper.
Yeah, it's just paper.
You're giving it the power. You got the power.
Is that a saying in a song? What just happened there?
I was singing Little Mix.
You got the power.
Yeah.
I don't know if it goes like that, does it?
It does.
You got the power.
Yeah.
Didn't it go like that at some point?
Yeah.
Whoa. Right. I love Little Mix, me.
Oh, I love Little Mix.
Jabange. What is that thing she
Barenge.
Said? Barenge.
If you don't know what that is, Google...
Google Barenge.
We can't tell you what it is because it'll ruin it. But Google Jessie Little Mix accent video.
Beringe.
Beringe.
Beringe spelled B-E-R-I-N-G-A-Y. No one knows. Beringe?
No one knows.
No one will ever know. 74 conkers up my bum. Is that a record?
Oh.
Just out of interest.
74. Not 75, 74.
You think he'd try and go for one more?
I'm so glad we've caught something up the bum in our last episode.
Big time. Conker fan Kevin Worrell can finally call himself a champ after managing to shove 74 horse chestnuts up his bum.
Horse chestnuts?
Horse chestnuts,
does that
yeah.
mean they weren't... Wait, so did he had you taken the spikes
oh,
off?
Oh, God, yeah. Can you imagine?
As they were conkers?
No, they were conkers, yeah. Fucking hell. Oh, with the spikes,
with
no
the
chance.
Spikes.
Kevin, that would make you shit blood like no one's business.
Well, yeah.
And I think they're poisonous, aren't they?
I don't know.
I really don't know much about horse chestnuts, actually. I don't know why I'm getting involved. Kevin, 37, forced the fallen conkers up his rear end in a bid to set a record and to encourage youngsters to start playing the traditional game once again.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
That would do it. He said, every autumn for years now, I've been walking home from the pub and lamenting the number of conkers I see on the ground.
Mm.
In my day, conkers were the big thing. You'd soak them in vinegar to make them harder, to hopefully make them into a 20er. That would be any contenders.
What's a 20er?
I guess it means you can hit... So I've never actually played conkers because by the time I was born, TVs had been invented. So I didn't really fuck around with that.
I have played conkers.
I don't think I have. But basically, you're supposed to just hit other people's conkers.
Yeah.
And the more times you can hit...
You're like a winner?
Yeah, I think that if you can hit... Or if someone can hit your conker more than 20 times and it still doesn't break, I think that makes it a 20.
A 20-er.
Think so, anyway. I mean, I'm not an expert, but I'm just putting two and two together here. But we're now a country obsessed with health and safety, so much so that conkers are often banned or you play... Sorry, or you have to wear safety goggles to play a game.
Mm.
Ooh, nightmare. So I thought to myself, fuck that. Let's see what else we can do to get conkers... back being talked about. Fucking idiot.
This is very going around the houses.
Very much so. And the obvious answer was, of course, how many can I get up my arsehole?
Is this what he wanted kids to do?
I think he just wanted to get them talked about again so people would go, I forgot about conkers.
Yeah.
Wicked. I managed to shove 74 strung conkers up my anus. The twine made them easier to pull out. It was painful and messy.
So he tied them all on to twine
I think
first.
He made a 74 conker bum bead.
Oh.
Sounds all right, doesn't it? It was painful and messy. Ooh. Still, I'm sure that must be a record. Can you find out for me?
Listen, this all just sounds a bit like goop, doesn't it? Because that's all about putting natural stuff
in. I don't think Gwyneth Paltrow would suggest putting 74 conkers up your arse, mate.
But conkers are natural. What better than, you know, she puts crystals...
I think they're poisonous.
Conkers.
I think if you put them in your arsehole and they disintegrate, there is something in it.
Mm.
Anyway, last night Guinness World Records had not returned our calls.
So we'll never know.
We'll never know if it is a record.
Fuck's sake.
But I would have to imagine that no one else has ever put even a single conker up their arse. Because you'd never be able to get it out, like you said, unless there was string.
Unless string. If you have ever put 75 conkers up your arsehole, do let us know.
Please do. And if you haven't, try. Would be my advice. Because wouldn't it be nice to have a record?
You've got a limit to beat now.
Yeah, you've got something to work towards, guys. I know you're all, you know, desperate to fill your days somehow. I reckon stick 75 conkers up your bum hole.
Yeah.
Uranus.
Anus.
Uranus.
It'd be so long, wouldn't it, though? It'd be like over a metre long.
And it would just take so much time.
Your guts are like miles, though, aren't they?
I know, but I just don't think it would just back up itself. Because it's not stiff, is it?
Mm-hmm.
What if they started rattling around your... Well, I don't even know how the body works, really. Is it time for a delve back into the archives yet?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, fantastic, Rhiannon.
This is one of my favourite stories just because it grossed you out so much.
This was a popular one, if it's the one I'm thinking you're doing. This was a very popular one amongst our listeners. And I wish you Godspeed with telling us, Rhiannon. I don't know what I'm talking about now.
This woman is making sourdough bread out of her vagina yeast.
You know you remember this, guys. And if you don't, great news is Rhiannon's going to say it again.
Yeah.
It's fucking disgusting. And I hate her so much. I could die.
Thrush, it's a right pain in the vagina.
It is.
But one blogger is trying to make something good out of a rather... It is a blogger again.
Fucking blogger.
This show would be nothing without bloggers.
I couldn't... Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do.
Our rather itchy situation. Stavers.
Oh, fuck off. I don't remember it being as annoying as this already.
Who describes herself as anarchist, feminist, queer, uh-huh. and all angry.
Uh-huh.
Is undertaking a project to see if she can use her vaginal yeast to make sourdough bread.
No, thanks.
Writing on her blog, she explains.
Great.
It all started with a fatal combination of a slightly perverse sense of humour, a keenly I literally remember the sentence.
Really?
A keenly scientific mind and a touch of thrush. Waking up on a Saturday with a familiar itchy Bernie fanny.
Oh, fuck off! What's her name? Stavers.
Stavers! I giggled to myself. Maybe I can make bread with that.
Oh, fuck off! Why? Why? Why would you think that?
And that ticked into... Well, I've always wanted to make my own sourdough, and then fuck, would that even work?
Oh, God, I just remembered how she gets
she
it out.
She needs to get a fan. A friend.
A fan.
Why did I say fan? Hobby, yeah. As I do it, my brain doesn't work.
Nearly there.
As all keen foodies will know, sourdough is made using a starter or a pre-ferment, which is a dish.
Huh? Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, I don't think I like sourdough. Because
I love sourdough. I had a slice earlier.
But I just think it's over. It's just... Wankers eat it.
It's so nice and crispy, though.
Yeah, but it hurts the roof of my mouth. Too prickly.
Does it?
Too sharp.
Such a delicate
flour. I can't cope.
So, yeah, you make a pre-ferment, which is traditionally made from flour, water and wild yeast.
Where do you get wild yeast other than your groin?
In a shop, not your vagina.
But like in the olden days, before shops, if you're an Anglo-Saxon, where am I getting yeast from? See, it's crazy.
Yeah.
No one will ever know.
Who first made bread, you know?
Who the fuck accidentally made bread?
Yeah. Which it picks up from the air around it. However, Stavers thought she'd give the... Oh, it picks up from the air around it.
Oh, what?
So, yeah, yeast from the air. No, that can't be right.
No, that doesn't
anyway,
sound
right. Stavers thought she'd give the wild yeast a run for its money by spiking her starter with as much vaginal yeast as I could scrape off a dildo and put in my vagina.
I'm going to throw up.
Says Stavers.
And put in her vagina. Say that last bit again.
That I could scrape off a dildo that I put in my
vagina.
Oh,
that I had put in my vagina. Okay.
Yeah. Unsurprisingly, the hashtag cunt sourdough project.
Oh, God.
Her name, not ours.
Uh-huh. Well,
we would never
couldn't agree more, to be honest.
Yeah. Is dividing opinion.
Is there a photo of Stavers?
Do you remember that everybody hated it?
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Oh, someone's written, yay to science. Anyone up for menstrual blood pudding?
Where's that on
Twitter? Dirty bitch, go lob yourself into the Atlantic.
Well, that seems, even I think that's a bit harsh.
But Stavers is keen to clarify three things.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, it's not a feminist project.
Okay, fine. But I thought she was a feminist and an anarchist.
Yeah, she is.
And a dickhead.
Yeah. Secondly, this is not an art project.
Mm-hmm.
And thirdly, making bread using Candida albicans, which is what the scientific name, Anna, for vaginal yeast is.
Oh, God.
Is not nearly unhygienic as you might think.
It is.
Because any bacteria will die in her kitchen due to it being cold or in the oven when the bread is baked.
I don't give a tiny rat's arse if the bacteria dies. I just don't want to be eating stuff from your groin.
As for her reasons for undertaking the project, she said, I simply consider it my own personal experimental baking.
Mm.
And then not her own personal one, because obviously she let the world know because she's
great.
A blogger.
Oh, God.
So there you go.
Stavers, you're a fucking knob.
Revisiting the hashtag cunt sourdough project.
God. I hate her.
Cunt sourdough.
Yeah, I hate everything about this story. I forgot how annoying it is.
Yeah.
I think it's the worst part for me is the scraping bit.
Yeah, so she stuck a dildo up a vagina,
mm-hmm.
pulled it out, mm-hmm. and then instead of putting it in the dishwasher for a clean, which of course is
what
you're
supposed to do.
She scraped it
off. God. Oh, God. And so she did actually make the bread in the end?
Yeah.
And it was any good? Did she say good for toast?
She didn't say if it was delicious or not, which I think is the main problem.
I know. I want to know more about the flavour. Oh, no, I don't, actually. I fucking don't. Okay, let's move on because we've already given her way more attention than she deserves.
Twice
now. So this is kind of, this is the last story I'm going to do. I just dribbled. Did you see?
No.
I literally just dribbled on my leg.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
I see.
I was just really excited. And a bit hungover and slightly pissed now. So this is, I like to think of this as the story that started it all in a way.
Yeah.
So this, if you've been on our social media pages, you will see our artwork has got a photo of a scared dog and this headline. And it just, I just love it. Every time I see it, I just think this is great.
It just makes us...
Makes me feel warm and fuzzy
yeah,
and slightly disgusted.
And slightly sad.
And so sad. for I can't remember the dog's name. Anyway,
isn't it called like Winston?
I can't remember, but yeah,
we'll soon find
something
out.
Like that. So the headline is 10 years ago the lotto made me a millionaire. Now I suck off dogs for quavers. I want to have I suck off dogs for quavers made into a t-shirt.
Shall we have a tattoo?
Absolutely.
Oh my god, someone added us into something on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Because not in tribute to us, mm-hmm. apparently other people think it's funny. Someone had a tattoo that said up the bum no baby. Remember I showed you?
Yes, shit, I do.
And you were drunk, not drunk at the time, but you'd had more beer than me.
Yeah, sure. So I was drunk.
And, we were like, oh my God, if someone had that for us, they hadn't. It was just random. Oh. And someone tagged us in it. But yeah, they'd had an up the bum, no baby tattoo on their arm.
Was it a boy or a girl?
I don't know. You could just see the arm.
I would personally ask each and every one of you to consider getting an IRL tattoo. It doesn't have to be up the bum, no baby.
No.
It can simply be my face, yeah. or Rhiannon's face, or both our silhouettes, or Rodney, or just a heart with IRL UK written.
Or I suck off dogs for quavers.
Or ideally, I suck off dogs for quavers at the top of your bum.
Hashtag cunt sourdough.
No, not that one. You've gone too far, Rhiannon.
Ugh.
Why you got to ruin it and be disgusting? We were getting somewhere with that. Yeah. I think people were actually going to do it then. When a hungover Graham Farr checked his numbers one Sunday 10 years ago, he knew his life would never be the same again.
Mm.
His ticket matched six balls and... Why did I say balls like that?
Balls.
Balls. And in an instant... No, no. And in an instant, the then 32-year-old was worth a cool $7 million.
Oh.
On the Monday morning, he quit his job as a call centre worker and went looking for a palatial pad to live in.
Mm.
Palatial, what's that mean?
Like a palace.
Oh, yeah. Smart. God, you're still smart. You teach me so much. Went looking for a palatial pad to live in his hometown of Biddulph, Staffordshire. And within weeks, he was the proud driver of a shiny red Ferrari, had the cream of Potteries clunged, sniffing around his crotch, and was part owner of a racehorse. I don't know what
I totally forgot this part. Introduction.
Yeah. The good times, it seemed, could never end, but end they did, dramatically.
Idiot. Well, I would do so good, much good stuff for £7 million.
I'd like to own all of a racehorse rather than just part of it.
Yeah, true.
Graham, now 41, has decided to tell his story as a warning to last week's £108 million Euro Millions winner, Neil Trotter.
Oh.
Now living on the streets with a mongrel called Cameron.
Cameron, that's
super
it.
Super weird dog.
I was thinking of a different Prime Minister.
A different one, yeah, sure. Graham fell from the dizzy heights of millionairedom to the gutter and then some. From swigging £1,000 a bottle champagne, Graham now...
Champagne.
Graham now thinks himself lucky if he has enough money for his new favourite cocktail, Windoline and Tizer.
Oh.
Sounds all right. And his self-worth has plummeted to such depths that he was even persuaded to perform a sickening sex act on Cameron.
Here we go.
And all for a bag of quavers. I do like quavers. Shaking like a shitting dog, his teary eyes full of regret... Graham said, you'd think 7 million quid would last you a lifetime.
Mm.
I got through the lot in less than 5 years. Booze, drugs and birds are all expensive hobbies and I indulge them all like a hyperactive kid with irresponsible parents running amok in a sweet shop.
Oof.
Blimey.
Metaphor.
Yeah. When I realised the money was starting to run out, I tried to slow down but realised to my horror that I couldn't. I hit the wall like £1,000 truck. Oh, sorry, a 1,000-ton truck. Yeah. Not 1,000-pound truck. Everything went, the house, the birds, the cars, self-respect. Look at me now. You wouldn't, excuse me, you wouldn't believe just a few years ago I was part of the North Staffordshire Glitterati. That sounds nice.
Mm.
At the weekend, my ears were ringing with hunger. A gang of lads walked past and I noticed that one of them was eating a bag of quavers.
Yummy.
You've got to remember, he didn't even get a full bag
Not
of quavers.
A full bag.
He blew his own dog for half a bag
or
of quavers.
A grab bag.
As far as I know, it's not a grab bag.
I think he would have mentioned if it was a grab bag.
I think he'd have. You want to draw attention to that because then it's not as weird. I begged him to give them to me and he said he would if I sucked off Cameron.
Why did you look at me when he said that?
I thought
that?
It was important to be
that was
dramatic.
Horrible.
I thought it was important to be dramatic at that point.
If I sucked off Cameron.
If I sucked off
Cameron.
Can
I just
Poor
say,
Cameron.
If anybody's going to call the RSPCA, we're laughing because this probably didn't ever happen.
Well, you don't know. And also, like, I'm not being funny, but that's not animal abuse. He got a fucking blowy. Oh, he got a blowy, mate. To my I obviously don't believe that. No, I don't. To my eternal shame, I did, as these lads howled with laughter. It was that or starvation.
And then, yeah.
That's how far I've fallen. This lad who won the lottery should take note of my story and avoid my revolting fate.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. Graham.
Oh, mate.
And there's a photo of him with Cameron and a sign written in pen in front of him that says, I will do out for food.
Including sucking off dogs for quavers.
Sucking off dogs for quavers.
On their little weird lipstick dicks.
Oh, poor Cameron. But also, you know, not poor Cameron.
No.
So that's it.
Yeah.
That's the final story of IRL for a little while.
Just for a little while.
What a way to end, though.
Yeah.
What a way to wrap things up. Finishing where we began.
We began.
In a way.
We'll
but yeah,
keep you up to date, won't we, on our social networks.
But like we said, this absolutely isn't the end of IRL UK. We just need to take a little break because Rhianna's got a lot on her plate.
Mm.
And we don't want her to have to be running around trying to organise IRL when she's got a little baby to look after. But yeah, so we will keep you updated. We'll keep you updated on our social media pages. So if you would like to find us on Twitter and Instagram, it's at @IRL_UK_podcast. Facebook, just search IRL UK podcast in the search bar. You'll be able to find us. I know we won't be releasing any episodes, but if you would like to review us, that'd be great
do.
On iTunes. We'd really love to hear from you. Please do keep sending us messages because we're going to keep being active on our social media pages. And we just love to hear from you and we're going to miss you guys.
Also, I know you probably are subscribed, but if you're subscribed, it means that when we do put a new episode up, it'll just pop up. So.
That's a great point. Definitely, definitely subscribe because otherwise you won't know when we're releasing a new episode. But yeah, basically we're going to try and do a few episodes and then, you know, we'll see how we get on. But yeah, Rhianna needs a break. I'm blaming you, but it really is you. I got nothing on.
You have
I got nothing to do. But it's all very exciting. So the next time you hear from us, Rhianna will have a little baby.
Called Anzie. No.
Cool.
Or Anna will be doing it with her mum.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. And Rodney.
Yeah.
He's quite... boring.
One of those
is what
two
I would
things.
Say. Yeah. How exciting! So the next episode will be great, no matter what happens.
Yeah.
It's going to be wild.
Yeah.
But yes. So please do keep in touch with us, and we will we'll let you know when we're coming back. But it's been super fun doing this for you. And again, it's not goodbye. It's just auf Wiedersehen. Or is that a thing?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. It's just goodbye for a bit. It's just see you later.
See you soon.
See you in a bit. But yeah, thank you so much for all your support so far. Thanks for listening. And let's go and have a bloody baby, shall we? See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.